Hi.
Welcome back to the Nino Show. Roll the thing.
That was fun. Now we can sit and talk.
Too bad you got the wrong mic.
Oh no.
Guys.
What's the move?
It's the Nino Show, guys. We're back. Late episode, because we didn't do one last week. You know why?
Why?
Because my apartment got flooded.
That's true, huh?
That is true, but I have wooden floors, so it doesn't smell bad. Kinda, sorta. Diego, welcome to the show. He needs a mic, Junior.
We have a new member.
Give him the fucking mic, Junior. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Sonny.
My name's Diego.
Yeah.
And I fuck hoes.
Nice.
I don't think one of those was true. One of them. I'll let you guess in the comments. Junior, does Diego fuck hoes?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wait,
that.
Why are we asking Junior? Let's ask Diego. Diego, is it true that your dick's only 3 inches long?
Yes.
How's it feel?
Pretty tiny.
No, how's it feel? Having a dick bigger than Junior's?
I mean, feels kind of great.
Okay. You heard it here first, folks. It feels pretty good. So what do you guys want to talk about? What makes you, what tickles your fancy?
What do you think?
I don't know, Daddy. What do you want to talk about?
I'm not gay, so.
Okay. I didn't say you were gay.
I'm a different man. I'm a different breed.
Shit. I'm a different man. I'm a different breed.
Diego, you know what that means.
What's your what's your guys' favorite, like, quotes from TikTok? That sounds cringy as hell, but I'm curious.
Like, I'm a different man. I'm a different breed.
My favorite is, it is what it is.
Damn, tough.
Could you imagine being so gay you don't listen to TikTok? Or you don't watch them?
Hey, Diego, that's I can get him. You a girlfriend.
Diego.
You know what her name is?
Myra.
Gash Rubin.
It's Myra?
Nope. Starts with a K.
Kisma?
No.
Kiss my ass?
No, I'm a different man. I'm a different breed. The one I sent that you sent that to about me from me. You know, Kinsey?
Oh, she's
a different man. She's a different breed.
She's a different breed. I'm just kidding, Kinsey. You're probably watching this and he's only like 15 years old.
14.
14 years old.
He's older than me, but I look like a damn gorilla.
And you're going off to college, so
that's the case.
Yeah. Different man, different breed. My boy Diego. Got a big old willy, right? Wrong. You fool. You thought I would let you finish?
Yeah.
Diego, honestly, give Diego the mic. I want to hear him drop a sick freestyle. Go ahead.
Okay. What if I don't know how to freestyle?
That's too bad. You're going to do it.
I think that's a song.
I'm also pretty sure that was a song. Yeah, but nobody probably heard you because you don't have a microphone. So,
here, do you want to repeat what you
we
just
need
said?
To make some upgrades. I only have two microphones, three guests. Oops. It's $80. Go ahead. I'll
about to get $1,000 soon.
I actually got two.
Two dirt bikes?
No,
microphones?
Yes. And you can have both of them because I don't use them.
With this cord?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nino Show. We just talk about nothing because it's fun. Right, Diego?
Right.
Wrong. I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I handed him the mic because he already has a mic in his hand. He's a different man. He's a different breed.
I have no brain cells.
That is true also as well. From a young age, Diego was a drug addict. You can tell by his squinty eyes and
it's called being Asian.
Yes, and?
That's why I got squinty eyes and.
And?
That is kind of true.
It's not Zaire anymore.
What is it?
Zendaya, I think. He's transgender. Or the youngest son is.
That's not him.
Oh.
I was gonna say that. Fuck.
Oops. Sorry, Zaire, if you're watching this.
You wish. Could you imagine, though?
Dude, I would do anything for clout. For example, everybody here, tag Dwayne Wade if you're sharing this on, like, social media. See what he says. I support his family and their decisions. Most importantly, I support him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade.
Ruben, what do you think about LaMelo Ball buying his whole team?
Okay. I think LaMelo Ball buying his whole fucking team in Australia is the ultimate big baller move. Are you fucking kidding me? What player besides Michael Jordan buys a team? LaMelo, I mean, granted, it's not in the NBA. It's an Australian professional team, though. But it's also owned by him and his GM. That's a baller fucking move. I'm going to buy a goddamn basketball team just so I can prove all the doubters wrong. Diego, how do you feel about it?
I mean, it's kind of weird because I don't even know how old he is. How old is he?
I think about 20.
Then that is a really big move.
Yeah.
Sounds like LeVar got into his head, not even going to lie.
Dude, if LeVar was my dad, I'd smack the fucking taste out of his mouth. He's 18? Wow, okay.
We didn't need the height. We just needed the age.
Yeah, we just needed the age. I don't give two shits about his height because I could still smack the taste out of his mouth. You understand?
I don't think the height matters to buy a team, though. So, like,
you think if before you buy a team, they're like, you have to be above 6 foot.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody else is like, fuck, I missed out. Shit up a rope, dude. Someone come in my nose. Fuck. I love how white people do that. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
Every time they, like, something goes wrong, they're like, well, fuck me in the ass, Susan. I'm sorry you want a divorce. You know?
Sounds like something Ruben would do.
Well, yeah, I'm half white. Look at me, bro. I'm light skinned. What do you mean? You're light skinned too. Shut the fuck up. Him, he looks Arab.
You don't know what a light skinned
is. No, you were bred with a monkey, my nigga.
It's okay. We can bleep it out, I think, hopefully.
Sorry, I don't think
I'm going to bleep it out just to show that you're a fucking piece of shit scumbag.
Yeah, we got one viewer on here that is a different man, and he's a different breed.
He's a different man. He's a different breed. Is that 10 minutes up yet? Holy shit. That's what the timer I set for is, but...
Where's your phone at?
Over there.
You probably can't hear it. It probably went off.
Nah, it probably didn't go off. Diego, go check. Bring me my phone so that I can turn it off when it gets going.
So, what do you guys want to talk about in 1 minute?
For a minute, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. Birds aren't real. Birds aren't real. Pigeons specifically aren't real. They are a bunch of robots from the government sent to spy on us. And every time they sit on one of those telephone poles, it's actually them recharging. Tell me otherwise.
Otherwise?
I'll kill you. I'll shove that goddamn mic so far up your ass.
Last night, that was things you didn't notice, and it was how fucking SpongeBob or someone's house is circle, but on the inside, their walls come, like, to a square, you know? Like.
That's really what you want to talk about?
Yeah, dog. I'm fucking confused. How does that work?
I hope you're dead. I hope you're dead when you wake up.
I won't wake up, man.
Yeah.
Fucking retard.
I hope you wake up dead.
Hey, I'll give you $500 to kill yourself.
Bet. If you hold the gun to my head, I'll pull the trigger.
Alright. $500 for me.
Alright. You ever had the sweet taste of cobalt in your mouth? Have you seen that Bud Dwyer video on YouTube?
Bud Dwyer? Who is that or what is
he? He is a senator, and this was around like the 80s, I think, maybe the 70s. And I can't remember what had happened, but he brought a big ass revolver to a conference meeting. And it was in, like, one of those manila envelopes for, like, business, you know? Mm-hmm. The ones that are, like, brownish orange. And he pulls it out. And everybody's like, oh, put the gun down. Don't shoot us. Oh, my God. And he's like, guys. Oh, hello. I'll finish telling the story. guys, calm down. Guys, calm down. And everybody's like speaking over him and they're going crazy. They're like, bud, don't hit anybody. Don't shoot anybody.
He shot the whole.
And he just couldn't get his words out. So what he did was he cocked it.
Anyway. He shot himself in front of everyone.
On TV. Like, it's on YouTube. It's crazy. Anyways, left you on a good note. We'll be seeing you next time at some point. Maybe next week. Maybe a year from now. Who knows? Life's maybe crazy. Two. Maybe in 30 years, we'll all come together on the anniversary. Sorry, I had to burp, but couldn't get it out. We'll all come together on the anniversary of this video 30 years from now, and we'll reflect on our life and how it's changed.
Diego will still be a pothead.
What if we die from the coronavirus first?
Don't worry about it. I'm young, dumb, and full of cum.
Straight facts.
Okay. Here comes the part where we plug the merch. Diego?
Link in description.
Below.
That's it?
Cop some damn merch.
Cop some fucking merch, dude. Anything you buy goes into support either Arkansas Children's or breast cancer awareness. Honestly, you're being a piece of shit by not buying the merch. Anything actually, to add, Diego?
Fuck you, Junior.
Fuck you, Junior.
Fuck you, Diego.
2-1-1. You lose. Okay, guys.
Fuck you, Ruben.
See ya. Outro music's probably playing
fuck
right
you,
now.
Ruben.
Fuck you, Ruben. Outro music's probably playing right. Yeah?
Hey. I got the merch in my closet right now.
He does. He does have the merch in his closet. I also have the merch. I was supposed to wear it today, but I didn't because it's hot as shit outside. So goodbye. See ya.
Bye. Have a good night.
Want to say goodbye, Diego?
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
The intro. Is it still the same one? The calling one? My mom, it was like a fake call.